Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to the most important people that I can find. Sheboygan Mayor Ryan Sorensen.
Ben just hollered across the street.
I did, and on 420, you're here to make the big announcement that in the city of Sheboygan, marijuana is legal.
No, not today. No, that's a lot of federal and state stuff first.
All right, yeah, you have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on a year.
1 year in.
Yeah. Sworn in on 420 of last year.
Yep. The gray hairs are coming in. The hairline's receding. So it's...
And you've done absolutely nothing with your time as mayor, right?
Oh, we've been rocking and rolling. We've been doing a lot of stuff, Ben. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. This past year, 2021, moving forward to 2022, we just have a lot on our docket. We've been working like crazy. I know we had a lot of exciting announcements that we made in the last year. Hobby Lobby's coming back. Ross Dress for Less is coming in. We're filling that old Shopco building. We have a lot of vacant storefronts downtown in Sheboygan that are now full. So we're filling up a lot of stores there, which are exciting. And we'll have some more projects that we'll be announcing soon coming on the line. Old World Creamery, we just approved their business expansion too. So businesses are booming here. We all know Sheboygan is a great community for business to grow and raise a family and just a great place to live. Last year, we had the best year in tourism ever. Ryder Cup definitely helped with that, but we're catching that energy and putting that magic in a bottle. And we have our new senior center, our new Uptown Social Act building will be coming online soon. So we just had that groundbreaking just a couple months ago. So we got a lot of awesome programs that we're going to be rocking and rolling in that new space as well.
Sheboygan Mayor Ryan Sorensen, development updates. We always love that kind of stuff.
Always so, good stuff. Olive Garden this
time. No Olive Garden, no Who Hot, no Lowe's.
One of these days.
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
When does the power plant come down? We're talking about knocking over the towers.
So our friends at Alliant Energy, they'll be decommissioning our power plant. This has been a fascinating journey for myself, and I think for a lot of other Sheboygan residents, really understanding that we don't necessarily get our power from there directly. All the power gets put into the whole grid itself. So that will be decommissioned over the next few years. So they'll be phasing it out between, the next 3 and 4 years.
So is there going to be a big detonation or?
Unless you want one, Ben, you and I can go out there and push the Looney Tune plunger.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah,
you know,
make
like
it a good spectacle.
Yeah,
right?
Like it's going to be some big, I don't know, I could just envision the drone coverage and all of that. All right. I got to ask you some basic questions.
Let's go.
Your favorite thing about being mayor for the last year?
Coming to the radio.
Yeah. Come on, whatever. Your least favorite thing, coming to the radio.
Coming to the radio,
yeah. Great. You know,
go on the point specifically, no.
What do you think Sheboygan needs more of, Ryan Sorensen?
Fixed roads.
Yeah, get on that, will you?
We're catching up.
Okay.
We've got a lot of projects going. We're working on Indiana right now, so I know folks love that traffic.
Yeah.
That's going on in Indiana and Taylor.
It is road cone season.
They're blooming. Geely, yeah. North 8th Street, Superior, Georgia 12th. We got some projects coming up.
What does Sheboygan need less of right now?
Potholes.
Yeah. Okay. Lighter questions for you. Your last binge-worthy stream series.
Ooh, so I love political dramas.
Of course you do.
I know, right? It's such a cliche statement, but I'm currently binging Madam Secretary.
Okay.
So I'm watching that on Paramount Plus.
Okay,
so
all right.
Big recommendation.
Your current crankable radio jam, Carpool Karaoke with Ryan Sorensen.
You know, I'm definitely the millennial mayor, so I get on the TikTok, song hype.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Sunroof right now is kind of like, I feel like this is going to be a summer vibe. Summer song.
Uh huh.
That's going to be coming on.
Okay.
Down the
all right.
Line. Yeah.
The last time you took a nap.
Oh, Easter. After going to church, going to brunch, spending time with family. You get home and you're like, ugh. I think we all know how the holidays are sometimes with
some
the families.
So quick, just this or that's for you. Appetizers or dessert?
Oh, appetizers.
Tiny house or mega mansion?
Ooh. I'm a minimalist. I think I'm going to go with tiny house.
Yeah, okay. Badminton or cornhole?
Well, I know some people call it bags, but, when you're from Wisconsin, it's cornhole,
it's
right?
Cornhole,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Choice of potato?
Baked potato.
I would not have guessed. I would have thought
steak.
Tater tots or something.
Well, I do like tater. I mean, I like tater tots, too. Waffle fries. I mean, that's a hard one.
Here's one that'll get people going. Will Smith or Chris Rock?
Oh, jeez. Will Smith?
Oh.
Chris Rock?
I don't
know.
That's okay. Wow, nothing,
too soon.
Okay. Yoga or running?
Running.
Concert or casino?
Concert.
Concert. Okay, so no casino in Sheboygan.
No, no.
Ever.
Yeah, look not, at you. Not right now.
Look at you, look at me. All
these
right.
Hard hitting gotcha questions.
Parachute or bungee jump?
Oof. Let's do parachute.
Okay. They work 99%
yeah,
of the time.
So. One of them works.
Ranch or cheese sauce? Oh, okay. It doesn't even. Okay. And high pressure job for more money or low pressure job for less?
Low pressure. No, high. Ooh. Low pressure for less.
Don't forget your mayor.
I know. I was like,
Sheboygan Mayor Ryan Sorensen, thanks for dropping by, and here's to another great 3 years.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good day, everyone.